Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today is Thursday, March 25th, 2021, and although spring is officially here, we keep getting blessed with snow, which is lovely. In the last 48 hours, we received 15 inches of new snow with more in the forecast, so we have that going for us, which is nice. Apologies to my fans for not having an episode out last week. No excuses for that. But last week was my son's spring break, so him and our buddies Dominic and Philip hit the road and did the ski bum thing throughout Colorado. We visited an old friend of mine in Vail that I haven't seen in about 27 years, and he was gracious enough to show us around as we rejoiced on how two Miami boys ended up living in the mountains with a love for this thing we call skiing. So wild, and what an awesome time. It was nonstop from the word go, and we pretty much hit everything in Vail, from the legendary back bowls to the back bowls and beyond, as well as some secret stashes that only the locals know about. Shout out and special thanks to my buddy Carlos for showing us around. It was a most epic time. In addition to Vail, we hit up Copper Mountain on a pretty stellar powder day. At Copper, we headed straight to the back bowls where my son easily skied his biggest line ever with a small couloir-like feature that he skied through halfway down the run. This gave me pause and made me realize two things. One, my son already skis better than me, and two, there's nothing he can't ski. I guess my work here is done. It was a great trip, and one that will be repeated for sure. Here are a few tidbits from the trip in a segment I like to call Lift Talks. Let's take a listen.
Dropping.
So we're here for another episode of Lift Talks. We are currently at Copper Mountain, and we just dropped in into the back bowl onto some pretty epic powder. And with me here, I have an athlete from the Flagstaff Alpine Ski Team, All Mountain Team, that just did the same run, Philip. Philip, tell me, what did you think of the powder?
It was epic.
Yeah, it was pretty epic, wasn't it? Did you get any face shots?
A lot.
Yeah, I bet. It was a pretty epic run. Now, we're on the lift on our way back up, and we're probably going to ski down some other back bowl areas. Philip, tell me, what are you looking forward to the rest of the day?
Skiing a double block diamond.
Oh, I could dig that. Yeah, especially with these powder conditions, it's going to be pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, we're almost at the top. We're about to get off. We'll be back real soon with another short episode of Lift Talks.
Dropping.
And we're back for another episode of Lift Talks. We just dropped in on another epic powder run. I believe the name of the run was Endeavor, which was short and sweet. And with me on the lift right now is another Flagstaff Alpine Ski Team athlete, All Mountain Team, Mateo. Mateo, tell me, what did you think of that last powder run?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Now tell me, which run did you like better? Did you like the one that we just did, or the one that we did before that one?
The one that we just did.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Really soft snow, little moguly because there were some folks that had already gone through there, but it was still pretty good. So now we're on our way up to the top of another run. Our goal is to get to a peak that we're going to drop in on and maybe do a cliff jump. Mateo, are you looking forward to doing a cliff jump?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys were doing cliff jumps. We were at Vail yesterday, and I saw you guys doing some pretty epic cliff jumps. I would say the cliff jump that you did was about 3 meters that you just stomped on the first try. Tell me, what was going through your mind the moment you stomped it?
I really don't know.
Yeah, just a clear, focused mind. I get it. 'Cause it was a pretty big drop, and it was a pretty big stomp. All right, so more powder runs. Stay tuned. We will be back for another short episode of Lift Talks. We're almost to the top. Going to do another epic powder run, and we'll be back.
Dropping.
Here's the state of the pack for you backcountry enthusiasts. Wind slabs and loose wet continue to be avalanche problems of late, and weak layers are still present. And as we continue into spring conditions with warmer temps, expect freeze-thaw conditions. The aforementioned snowfall may add storm slab to the abbey problems, but I get the feeling that it will be short-lived, with wind slabs and loose wet continuing on into the near and not-so-near future. Loose wet avalanches have been observed near and above treeline, along with the telltale mark of pinwheeling snow on warmer sunny aspects. For more information on avalanche conditions, be sure to visit Kachina Peaks Avalanche Center at www.kachinapeaks.org. Get the latest forecast, know before you go, and remember, shift happens. Mark your calendars, because Saturday, April 3rd, will be the annual Bo's Bump Cup at Arizona Snow Bowl in honor of Brian Davis. And if you want to test your mogul skills, this would be the event for you. Costumes are encouraged, so come on out for a fun day of goofy antics and fun snow riding. This weekend, the Flagstaff Alpine Ski Team, or Team Fast as we locals like to call it, will travel to Durango, Colorado for the Southern Series Championship at Purgatory Ski Resort, where rippers of all ages will be participating in a fun-packed weekend of slalom, giant slalom, and Super G. Best of luck to everyone from Team Fast, and remember to have fun on them thar slopes. Looks like Purgatory has been getting hammered with snow throughout the week, so something tells me the skiing is gonna be pretty good. I don't know. Call it a hunch. Speaking of Durango, it seems like things in the San Juans are shaping up quite nicely, just in time for the upcoming Dads and Lads Backcountry Hut Trip. This trip will be my son's intro to backcountry skiing along with his buddies, where they will learn how to use the old beacon shovel probe. It's going to be quite entertaining to watch 3 6-year-olds try to practice Abbey rescue scenarios. It'll be like herding cats using an air horn and a laser pointer. My guess, there will be some learning, but I feel that backcountry jumps will be the main thing on the menu, as well as some long backcountry lines. Having snowmobiles in the picture is going to make easy work of all that. Persistent slab continues to be the main avalanche problems, with low to moderate danger near and above treeline in northwest to southeast aspects. Current likelihood of slides are unlikely with small to large sizes. Even though every risk is low, we will most likely stick to lower angle terrain to ensure that we stay out of harm's way. But that doesn't mean that there isn't the potential for some peak bagging. Either way, it's going to be a pretty rad weekend with the Rad Dad's crew and the Little Rippers in tow. It's never too early to expose kids to a healthy level of risk. It's pretty incredible to see what kids will take on once they are shown the way. Speaking of Rad Dads, the Rad Dads crew is something that was started by my buddies Dominic and Nick, and we are the self-proclaimed Rad Dads crew. Now, in our minds, we have a vague understanding of why we are the Rad Dads crew, simply because we do rad things with our kids, like skiing, mountain biking, and climbing, and we don't let their young age be a hindrance for them to pursue these activities with us. The Rad Dads. Lately, I've been thinking, if the Rad Dads crew was a club that others wanted to be a part of, then what would be the criteria for being part of the Rad Dad crew? I'm curious to hear what some of you think. What makes a Rad Dad, well, rad? Leave us a comment and let us know what you think. Well, that's it for this week. I'll be doing some work on getting some more guests up in here. Shout out to the folks out in Little Rock. Welcome to the show. Don't forget to subscribe to us at iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Android, Spotify, and Amazon Podcasts. Emotional support this week provided by grass-fed ribeye steaks. Whether from the chuck or the loin, a good grass-fed ribeye is mighty fine. So until next time, bye for now.